The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I meant to mention this, I think, on Friday, and I forgot, which is not unusual. I have the world's worst memory. Ask my wife, and I know I'm serious. I'm not exaggerating. And it's not old age. All my life, I have had a terrible memory. Terrible. Like my childhood. I remember very, very little of my childhood. Now, if I was on the psychologist's couch, the psychologist said, well, that must mean you had a terrible, terrible childhood. No, I had a wonderful childhood. I really did. I had a wonderful childhood. I just don't remember much. My wife remembers all of her elementary school teachers. I don't remember any of them. Don't remember any of them. I do a name, Mrs. Farmer. I have no idea what grade it was. I have terrible memory. So anyway, I better say what I was going to say or I'll forget. I'm coming through Second Chronicles in my morning devotions. And of course, the first several chapters, well, the first seven chapters of Second Chronicles deals with the building of the temple by Solomon. David's greatest desire, King David's greatest desire, was to build a house for God. God wouldn't let him because he was a man of blood, it said. And so David said, well, can my son build it? And God says, yeah, your son can build the temple. So for the last many years of David's life, David set about setting aside everything that would be needed for the building of the temple when his son Solomon became king. And when Solomon became king, they started the construction of this magnificent building. And if you read the description, I don't believe there is any building in history, in human history, that could match the opulence of Solomon's temple. I mean, gold everywhere, silver everywhere, exotic imported wood everywhere, ivory everywhere. It was just an unbelievably opulent structure. It must have been breathtaking in its beauty. And there was never a time, now listen carefully, because here's the point I want to make. There's never a time that God said, you know, you're wasting a lot of money. You know, you can worship me in a tent like you did with the tabernacle. God never said that. God accepted all of the gold, all of the silver, all of the ivory, all of the beautiful tapestries, the imported exotic wood. Not only did he accept it, he endorsed it because it was God's desire that this opulent structure would encourage the worshipers to understand how great, how mighty Jehovah God was, how worthy he was of their worship. And so God never said, hey, guys, that's enough gold. I don't need any more gold in my house. And so as a result, this magnificently opulent building was built for the exclusive purpose of worshiping the God of the universe. It's one of the things I want to see when we get to heaven. You know, pictures of the original temple, Solomon's temple. My goodness. So I'm reading through Second Chronicles, and this morning I went way past that place, but here's the thing that really hit me the end of last week. God put so much emphasis on worship. It was so important to God. And now fast forward to New Testament times. Where is the temple of God today? Paul said in Corinthians, what? Know you not that your body is the temple? I've just, over the last couple of weeks and going through First Chronicles, which is a whole lot of begats, First Chronicles and Second Chronicles, the extraordinary emphasis that is placed on worship. Now, worship is no longer confined to an opulent architectural masterpiece, because today we are the temple of God. You and I are the temple of God, which, by the way, tells us we should take good care of it. Not that it should be opulent or we should put the emphasis on the bodily temple that they put on the physical structure in the Old Testament. I don't mean to imply that at all. But the thing that has just overwhelmed me as I go through the Old Testament again, and particularly 1st and 2nd Chronicles and 1st, 2nd Kings as well, is how God places such importance on worship. And the fact that if God was worthy of the most opulent architectural structure on planet Earth, he was worthy of that. Today, he is no less worthy of our worship, folks. And I mentioned a little bit of this at the end of last week, and I was reminded yesterday when we were at church. What a privilege it is to worship Jehovah God, the God of the universe, and how much it pleases God and honors God to worship, and to be reminded that, again, we don't have to go down to the temple to worship. You can worship in your car. You can worship in your home because you are the temple. And wherever you are and wherever you go, you are the temple of God. And you can and should worship. Don't ever diminish, minimize the importance of worship of our God. We may live in different times, we may worship in a different place, in a different manner, but the God of the New Testament is just as worthy of worship and praise and honor and glory and thanksgiving as the God of the Old Testament. Make this a year not only devoted to God's Word, but to learning more about worship. All right, we're going to take a break, then we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I've got about four stories here I wanted to get in before the top of the hour. And I just, let's go with this one because you need to know about this. I'll try to get to the others in the next couple of segments. It's fascinating how individual cities can have such a different personality than cities around them or even the state. Most people would look at Texas as a very conservative, solid, red state, but not all of the cities in Texas are solidly conservative. And Austin, Texas, in some ways, is kind of like the Berkeley of Texas. They lean to the left in many ways. Of course, not everyone. But here is a sad article about the Austin City Schools, the Austin Independent School District. A couple of years ago, or maybe even longer than that, Texas passed a state law that prohibits public schools from working with abortion providers to present explicit sex education, sex ed curriculum. Now, the primary supplier of explicit sex ed curriculum, of course, is Planned Parenthood. So this Texas state law forbids public schools from using Planned Parenthood's sex ed curriculum because Planned Parenthood provides abortions and the state law forbids public schools from working with abortion providers in any way, including their sex ed education. However, the Austin Independent School District has found a loophole in order to get Planned Parenthood curriculum into the Austin Independent Schools. Now, how are they doing that? Well, they're going through a Canadian-based Alberta Health Services. This is an out-of-country Canadian health service. And the Austin City Schools are saying they are they're getting this free, and it's public domain, and it's free, and therefore it has nothing to do with Planned Parenthood and has nothing to do with abortion. Quote, the school district's director of academics, Kathy Ryan, made this claim to the Austin Statesman newspaper during heated arguments over implementing the controversial sex ed lessons. Now, an organization, a conservative family-based organization in Texas by the name of Texas Values, has revealed that a school librarian contacted Alberta, Canada last October in order to work out an agreement to use not the public domain but copyrighted materials in the classroom. A representative for Texas Values, Mary Elizabeth Castle, said, quote, any first-year law student could tell you that a formal agreement is a contract. Castle, in fact, told One News Now that the district is breaking state laws and ignoring parents' protests in order to introduce explicit sex ed lessons in the Austin City schools. Quote, the group most recently confronted the school district leaders after a drag queen read elementary students despite a criminal investigation. An open records request over that issue revealed that a Blackshear elementary librarian allowed drag queen David Richardson to participate even though Richardson said via email he expected to fail a background check for a prostitution conviction. According to the story, the worst part of the deception is that parents were deceived. Quote, for a long time, the district employees had conveyed to the parents that they basically got these materials off the website without really having any communication or any formal agreement with the abortion provider. However, as the open records request revealed, they actually did have a formal agreement, a contract, with this Canadian-based Planned Parenthood-associated organization in Canada. So this Texas Values has uncovered the deception of the Austin City Schools. Now, why would we care about that here in Central Ohio? Because it illustrates how adamant many in public education are to get around the desire or even the knowledge of parents to provide this sexually explicit sex ed education. And that's why I continue to plead with all of you in our audience. Check out what your kids are learning in school. If your kids have access to Planned Parenthood sex education, your kids are being exposed to pornography. I can say that almost without any reservation. Can I repeat that? If your kids are subject to Planned Parenthood sex education in your school, particularly junior high and high school, your kids are being subjected to pornography in the classroom. Now, I realize that's a very strong statement. And how is this possible? Because most parents have no clue what their kids are studying in school. I don't know that it's they don't care. They just don't go to the trouble to find out. And we have found across America that when parents get involved and actually learn, I mean, they really learn what these kids are being exposed to. Whether you're conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat or independent, Christian or atheist, the overwhelming majority of parents do not want their kids exposed to sexually graphic, pornographic sex ed materials. And if parents will just get involved and learn. And by the way, many of the school board members have no clue either. This stuff has just gotten into the schools and nobody cares. So that's Austin, Texas. If it can happen in conservative Texas, it can certainly happen in your community. So again, my plea to parents, please check out what your kids are being exposed to in the public schools.